Okay, good morning everybody in person and on Zoom. Welcome to our Erev Purim, Tainis Esther, special shiur this morning at the Young Israel of Woodmere. Today's shiur is generously sponsored by Mrs. Cindy Schreier in memory of her mother, whose yahrzeit is Purim, Maxine Sullivan, Alaha HaShalom, may the neshama of Gittel Mindel, Bas Avraham, Merit Anali neshama, and the zchus of the Torah we will share together this morning, and we thank her and her family very much for sponsoring this shiur. So I do have a special Purim shiur prepared, Tainis Esther shiur prepared, some very interesting insights. I'm just going to put this away. This is where I have the name for the sponsor. One second. Okay, so I was listening to a shiur on my fast talks this week by Rabbi Zev Lef, Shlitav Moshav Matityahu, and he was speaking about, it was a zachar shiur, and he was talking about the last Rashi in Parshas B'Shalach, which we mentioned last week in this venue. And we know that the Pasuk tells us about the battle of Amalek, Mechama LaHashem Ba'Amalek Dar Dar. That there's a battle with Hashem, with Amalek against Ribon Shalom, so to speak, in generation to generation. And the Pasuk tells us, Kiyar Al Keiska, he said the Pasuk out of order, Kiyar Al Keiska, there is a hand against the Kisei, the throne of Hashem, so to speak, Mechama LaHashem Ba'Amalek Dar Dar. It's the last Pasuk of Perek Yud Zayin in Parshas B'Shalach, at the time that Amalek comes and attacks the nation. So Rabbi Lef spoke about the fact that the Kisei is truncated and the Shem Hashem is truncated, right? It says Yad Al Kase, Chaf, Samech. Where's the Aleph? And Ka, Yod, then He. Where's the rest of the Shem Hashem? Yod, then He, then Vav, then He. So Rashi famously tells us that the throne of Hashem is not Shalem, and the name of Hashem is not Shalem, as long as Amalek is in this world. This is the Chumash, the Pasuk, with the Rashi, okay? Rabbi Zev Lef said, let's look at the letters that are cut off. The Aleph is cut off. So Kisei becomes Kase. What's Kase? From Kisui, covered. When Amalek is in this world, the MS, the divine presence, the reality of this world is covered up. Because what is Amalek in Gematria? Amalek in Gematria equals Safek, doubt. Amalek introduces into this world doubt in the belief of the Ribon Sha'olam. They chanced upon you on the way. They do not believe in Hashgacha Pratis. They don't believe in the dominion of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Their belief is in themselves, and it is an atheist belief. So they introduce Safek into the world. So Kisei is cut off. The Aleph from Shem Hashem is cut off. Safek in the world. Kisei is left as Kase. Kase is Kisui. The reality is hidden from us. What about Shem Hashem? Four letters in Shem Hashem. Yud, then He, then Vav, then He. Which letters are cut off? The Vav and the He. You have Yud, He. Yad al Kase, Ka. Yud, then He. Why? Because Yud and He can spell two aspects of the Ribbono Shel Olam, so to speak. Hashem is Hayahu Vaviyah. That is what the name of Hashem stands for. Yod, then Hey, then Vav, then Hey spells Hayah. God is in the past. Hoveh, He's in the present. Viyihiyah, He's in the future. I exist in a small dimension of time. But the Ribbono Shel Olam is from before time, through time, to the end of time. Hayahu Vaviyah. So when you look at the two letters that are cut off, they're Vav and Hey. What remains of Shem Hashem, so to speak, when Amalek is in this world, is the Yod and then the He. What do Yod and He spell of the three dimensions of time in which God exists simultaneously? Yod He can spell Hayah and Yihyah. Yod He, Hayah, He, Yod He, Yihyah, Yod He, Yod He. Because while Amalek is in the world, you could still look back in retrospect and say, oh yes, now I see that it was really Yad Hashem. And you could say in the future, I hope to see Yad Hashem. But what does Amalek take away from us? Our ability to see Hashem where? In the Hoveh, in the here and now. So the Vav He, which spells Hoveh, which can use those letters to spell Hoveh, is cut off. Because the Safek that Amalek introduces into this world leads us to not be able to see the Ribbono Shel Olam in the present. When a person goes through a Nisayon, a difficult time, a challenging time, it's been such a hard year. Purim is really the anniversary, if you will, of when COVID began in our communities. We're coming up to many yahrzeits, that means, between Purim and Pesach, Rachmana Litzlan. And Amalek takes away our ability to see the Ribbono Shel Olam in the Hoveh, in the present. Is this really Yad Hashem? All of this confusion, all of these nisyonos, all the things we struggle with, is this really the hand of God? So what's missing? The Aleph from Kisei, case. Kisui, the Emes is hidden, is covered up. The Chasot at Hadavar means to cover up the matter. And the Vav Hei is missing because Yud Hei can spell Haya and Yihyeh. In retrospect, oh Taka, I see it was God. In the future, I hope to see God. But when, with Safi, can you not see the Ribono Sha'olam? Right now, right here. When we look at the confusion of this world, it's hard to see that this is Yad Hashem. And he ended so beautiful, so beautifully. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, and we say it every morning in our Pesukei Dezirma, in the Yehi Kavod, Ki bachar Hashem b'tzion iva l'moshel bo. Bachar Hashem b'tzion, what's tzion? Said Rabbi Daf, the Beis HaMikdash. Ki bachar Hashem b'tzion, God chose tzion, the Beis HaMikdash, as his dwelling place. Iva l'moshel bo, what's iva? What's iva? You say it every day before Ashrei, what's iva? Good question. It's from Tehillim Kuf Lamed Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Iva is from the word taiva, desire. Iva l'moshel bo, he desired as a dwelling place for him. So, ki bachar Hashem b'tzion, God chose Zion, ki mitzion teitzei Torah, dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Tzion is the base of Mikdash, iva l'moshev lo, he desired, taiva, lo titaveh, as a dwelling place. However, said Rabbi Laf, ki yad al keis ka mechama l'Hashem b'malek midardar. That's only until the end of days. When we live with this idea of suffik, when we live in a world of kisui, hester, and we live in a world where we can't see Hashem in the whole world. What kind of nisyonis are we going through? Ribono shel Olam. Individually, nationally, globally. Our beloved Eretz Yisrael, the borders are closed. What is this? You can't see Hashem in the whole world. So the Aleph is missing from Kisei, Kisui. The Hey and the Vav, or the Vav and the Hey are missing from Shem Hashem. Ah, talk in retrospect, yeah, it was God. In the future, I hope to see God. But right now, when I'm going through such a painful nisyon, where are you, Ribono shel Olam? Kaylee, Lamas of Tani, Rechok, Mishuasi, Devre Shagasi. Where are you now in the Hove? But be Mosha Mashiach. Umalards De Hashem. And everything will be clear. The name of Hashem will be Shalem. And the Kisei of Hashem will be Shalem. What are the letters of Eva? Kibach Hashem B'tzion. How do you spell Eva? Aleph? Vav, look in your city. You're going to notice it. Tomorrow, when you daven Pesukei Dezimra, you're going to say, aha, that's what happened to me the next time I daven that Pasuk after I heard the shir. I said, wow, look at this. How do you spell Eva? Taiva. Aleph? Vav? Hey. Because Kibach Hashem B'tzion, when Hashem will choose Tzion in the end of days, when Amalek will finally be eradicated, Kimacho Emcha, at Zechar Amalek. When Hashem chooses Tzion to return His presence, B'shuvcha L'Tzion Berachamim, then there won't be any Kisui, then there won't be any Hester. Then everything will be Megaleh at HaHester, Megilat Hester, with the ultimate redemption. What is covered up will be revealed, and the Safek will be gone, and will be so clear that Hashem was always with us. Iva, l'moshev lo. The Aleph will be added back to Kisei, and the Vav and the Hey will be added back to Shem Hashem. Who was Haman? Haman ha'agagid, so rare ha'yehudim. What's Agag? Agag was the king of Amalek. He's Mizar Amalek. So rare ha'yehudim. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Vart. Something very nice to share at your Purim Suda. With that, we go. An amazing medrash. Just amazing. Let's hope that this little stender could hold this big medrash. So today is Tainis Esther. We're all fasting in commemoration of Esther's fast. My son actually told me a very interesting vart. Actually, I want to quote it properly for you, so I'm going to look it up to make sure I say it accurately. Why do we fast today? You're all going to tell me to remember Tainis Esther, Esther's fast. I just want to find where he sent it so I say it properly. Here we go. Why do we fast today? Because Esther fasted. But when did Esther fast? The Medrash tells us, Befamish Medrash Rabbah 8:7. When did Esther fast? I believe it's also brought down in the Gemara. When did she fast? On Pesach, in the previous year. Maybe you were saying about it. The mask, I can't see. so forgive me. They fasted in Nisan in the previous year when the edict went out. The decree for annihilation and destruction was in Adar of the following year. Why am I fasting today? It's 13 Adar. Okay, in commemoration of her fast, to remember that the Jews were not killed on the 13th of Adar. But we call it Tainis Esther. So why don't I just call it Tainis Zechar Amalek? Why don't I call it Tainis Yeshua? Tzahala v'samecha. It was v'nahapachu, we were supposed to be killed today, 2,500 years ago in the land of Persia. We were not killed, so we fast. It's a time of rachamim, teshuvah. So my shan shared something extremely interesting at the Shabbos table 2 weeks ago, and then I said, I want to tell this over. Please share the source with me. So this comes from the Lubavitcher Rebbe's Likutei Sichos. Why is the day of before Purim called Tainis Esther, the fast of Esther? Mordechai and Esther and the Jews of Shushan fasted in Nisan in the previous year. Furthermore, nobody was fasting today, or was someone fasting today? The answer is very interesting. Though Achashverosh originally agreed to Haman's plan to kill all the Jews, Na'ar v'zakein, taf v'nashim, on the 13th of Adar, he later instructed the Jews to defend themselves against the Persian army. The decree that was stamped and sealed with the king's tabas cannot be rescinded, but the Jews got permission to kill their enemies, to defend themselves. Balahar g'chash came largo. So today I give you permission to kill your enemies. According to Halacha, this is extremely interesting. I did not look up the Shulchan Aruch Or Chaim. Just quoting from the source that my son sent me. According to the Shulchan Aruch Or Chaim, 571:3. According to Halacha, people defending themselves against enemies are forbidden to fast so as not to weaken their strength. When were the Jews supposed to be killed? On the 13th of Adar. When were they therefore not allowed to fast because they had to defend themselves and go to battle? On the 13th of Adar, the Shulchan Aruch Or Chaim holds that according to the Halacha, if you're going to defend yourself, you can't fast because you will weaken your strength. So that means on the 13th of Adar, the Jews were eating to have strength to fight back. Who? The woman, the man, the children, Afheim Hayubaoso Hagzeira, Afheim Hayubaoso Nes. There's only one Jew in 127 provinces who wasn't fighting against the enemy on the 13th of Adar because she was safe in the palace of the king. Who was that? Esther. So when everybody else was going to war to defend themselves against Haman's armies who rose up to kill them, Esther was fasting. As a sign of teshuvah and tefillah, tza'ar and avelus, beseeching the Ribbono Shel Olam for rachamim. So Taka, Tainis Esther, is in commemoration of the fact that Esther Hamalka fasted on this day when the Jews were defending themselves. Hence, she was the only person able to fast while the Jewish people defending themselves against the Persians, and therefore the day is known as Tainis Esther. With that, Tiyad al Kais Ka. And understanding why we are fasting today, one unique pshat. Let's go to this unbelievable Medrash. Medrash Esther Rabbah 7:13. So the Medrash tells us, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said, Haman harasha ba'alila gadola ba'al Yisrael. Haman the wicked, Mizar Amalek, who introduces suffix into our minds so we can't see God right here and right now, came with a great plan of deception against the Jews. Hadahu dichtiv, like the Pasuk says, uvimlos hayamim ha'ele. And when these days finished, asah ha'melech l'chol ha'am ha'nimtze'im b'shushan abira. He made a big feast, a seven-day feast, after his orgy party, where he was in the dress clothing of the Kohen Gadol and serving God with sakelim mikelim shonim. Vashdiya kadas eino nes. He made another party. And it says, L'chol ha'am ha'nimtze'im b'shushan habira. This is from the Megillah, Perak Aleph, Pasuk Hei. Ve'ein ha'am ha'amor kan ela Yisrael. It would make more sense to say, U'vimroz ha'yamim ha'ela asah ha'melech l'chol ha'amim. There were many nations who lived in his provinces. When it says he made a party l'chol ha'am for all of one specific nation, the Medrash says this is talking about the nation of Israel. Quoting a pasuk from Devarim, Ashrecha Yisrael, Mi kamocha, Am no shabash, and we are known as Ha'am. So the Hey Hayidia before the word Am teaches us that Haman came with a great deception against the Jews. Specifically, Parak Al Pasuk Hey, Asah HaMelech Chol Ha'am HaNimtzi B'Shushan Abir, the Migdol V'Ad Katan Mishteh Shivas Yamim. Who is it for specifically? Ha'am. Who's Ha'am? We are Ha'am. Amar Haman La'Achashverosh. Excuse me. Haman said to Achashverosh, Elokeihem shel elu shone zima. Reminds me exactly of Bilam and his advice to Balak. It's mamash the same lashon. Their God hates lewdnessness. Okay, Haman said Tachashveyosh. By the way, this is in Perak Al Pasakeh. That means Haman hated us well before Mordechai lo yichra v'lo yishtachaveh. That was just an excuse to kill all the Jews. But do not think that Amalek loves us and only it was Mordechai is what set him off. This is in the beginning of the Megillah. Amar Haman l'Achashveyosh. Haman said Tachashveyosh. Their God hates lewdnessness. Elokeim shel elu shonei zima. Ha'amedahem zonos, it's unbelievable. It's mamish what Bilam told Balak. Ha'amedahem zonos, set up prostitutes. Va'aselahem mishteh. And make a mishteh, make a party. U'gzar aleim shayavo kulam. And make a decree that all the Jews, l'chol ha'am, must come to the party with our zonos. And a mishteh feasting. V'yochlu, they will eat. V'yishtu, they will drink. V'ya'asu kirtzonam, and they will do whatever they want. Not in according with halacha. La'asos kirtzon ish v'ish. Every man will engage in pleasures. There will be zonos at the party. There will be feasting at the party. There will be drinking at the party. Invite them to the party. Amad v'hichriz aleihem. Again, this is in the beginning of the story. Haman was never our friend. He didn't turn when Mordechai wouldn't bow down. Amad v'hichriz aleihem. He rose and he made an announcement for the Jews. Amar lahem, and he said, Lo selchu le'echol besudas lo shachashveiros. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot a line of the mentors. Kevan shara'a Mordechai kach. When Mordechai saw what happened, Amad, he stood up, v'hichriz aleihem. He made a big announcement. He started calling out. V'amar lahem, and he begged the Jews, and he said to them, Lo selchu, do not go. Le'echol besudas lo shachashveiros. Don't go to eat at the suda of the king. Shelo hizmin eschem. You know why he invited you? Not because he's your friend. Not because you've been accepted into the highest echelons of society. Not because you think you can assimilate and they won't come after you. He only invited you to prosecute against you, to bring accusations against you in the yeshiva shamala. Shalohi's mineskham, unfortunately, tragically, as a nation, sometimes we think that if we gain acceptance into the courts and the palaces of the Ummas Ha'olam, they will love us. They will accept us. We will be like them. He only invited you, l'lamedas lechem kategoria, to bring accusations and prosecution against you. Kidei she'el pitchon peh imidas hadir l'katrega lechem lefnei Kosh Baruch Hu. So he will have an in with the Midas Hadin, attribute of strict justice before the Ribono Shel Olam. So did the Jews listen or didn't they listen to Mordechai? Did they listen or didn't they listen? No. V'lo shamru l'divrei Mordechai. Ah, he's from the Altaheim. He's old fashioned. We're cultured. We're assimilated. We're accepted. Of course we should go to the party. B'halchu kulam l'beit hamishteh. They all went to the beit hamishteh. Amar Rabbi Yishmael, how many Jews went? How many? Who remembers? I've quoted before in different venues in different years. How many Jews went to the Mishteh of Achashverosh? Amar Rabbi Yishmael, Shmona asar alef v'chamesh me'oz halchu l'beit hamishteh. Wow. Even with the mask I saw. 18,500 Jews went, Art School's translation is Beis HaMishteh, is to the feast hall. Haman came ba'alila gedola, only l'lamed aleichem kategoria. So you'd have a pitchon peh with the Midas Hadin. We think we're so cultured, we're so accepted. We must all love us in Galus, we think. We belong in their palaces, in their white houses. The more we're like them, the more they'll like us. Not so. V'achlu, these 18,500 Jews, when they ate, v'shasu, they drank, v'nishtakru, they became drunk, v'niskalkulu, and they sinned. Article footnotes quoting the H. Yosef, the Yafei Anaf, they sinned with unsneous matters. Additionally, they ate food cooked by non-Jews. They partook of a feast celebrating the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. 18,500. Rav Salavitrik says, in the time of Esther and Mordechai, says the Rav, the Jew discovered that the hostility toward the Jew by Amalek, the Rav Salavitrik calls Amalek Man-Satan, Man-Satan. The Jew discovered the hostility towards them by Amalek, Man-Satan, is not directed exclusively against the religious Jew, listen carefully, who is conspicuous in his behavior. It's not directed solely against the religious Jew who is different and unique. No, the hatred embraces religious as well as irreligious Jews, the nationalist Jew as well as the assimilationist Jew. The hatred embraces the Jewish home adorned with the mezuzah and the home stripped of everything Jewish. The hatred of Amalek encompasses and embraces every Jew and every Jewish home. 18,500 Jews, according to our tradition, says Rav Salavitrik, were invited to the reception given by Ahasuerus for the population of Shushan. Apparently, says the Rav, 18,500 Jews were prominent enough and integrated enough into the general society to such an extent that Ahasuerus deemed it necessary to include them in the festivities. And nevertheless, just a few years later, when the edict went out, Lahashmid, Laharog, Ula Abed, at Kol HaYehudim, Minarva Ad Zakein, Taf V'Nashim B'Yam Echad, when that edict was published, those 18,500 Jews were not excluded. There was no exemption. Listen to the next line of Rav Salavitrik. I'm quoting from a sefer called Days of Deliverance. Transcripts of his writings in Shiram. Again, listen carefully. You don't like it, take it up with him. Again, but listen carefully. I wish to assure the secular politicians in Israel that the secularization of the state will not enhance the prestige of the latter, nor will it make the state more lovable or acceptable to Western society. At this point, the Jews realized and understood the idea of common destiny. Haman united them because they understood that there were no exemptions. Haman taught them the idea of common destiny and the impossibility of escaping from our united destiny. They may have been prominent, but when the decree went out, there were no exemptions. Going back to the Medrash, so the Jews went, there was Zonos, there was Bishul Akum, there was Yai Nechar, there was goblets from the Beis HaMikdash. It was not a place to be. And they were there. And Mordechai warned them, and he said, don't go. And Haman only did this to get an opening with the Midas Hadin in the Yeshiva Shamala, the Beis Din Shamala. Amad Satan. The Satan got up before God. V'hilshin aleim lashon, hilshin, lashon. He slandered against them. He spoke lashon hara. He brought a libel, a charge against the Jews. Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So while we're partying and being with Zonos and eating and drinking, safek, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu im ayin, the vav and the hay is missing. Haman is Amalek. Because we don't see God in our midst. And when we have that doubt and we don't see God and we forget, Rachman al-Tzan, that he's in the hoveh, because everything is kisui, we lose our path. We lose our way. We forget who we are and why we're here. Miyad amad Satan v'hil shina leim lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'amar lefanav. And the Satan says before God, Ribono shel olam, master of the world. This is what's going on in heaven while we're partying down here. Ad masai tidbak b'umezu. Until when will you cling, tidbak, God, are you really going to stick with these people still? Look what they're doing to you. They remove their hearts and they remove their amuna from you. Are you really going to stick with them? So Haman down here wants to destroy us, and the Satan up there comes with the same charge before God. What do you need them for? If it's your will, we're fasting today. 13 other was supposed to be the day of complete annihilation. Not only the plans of Haman below, but the Satan above. Listen, God, I don't see they're doing any repentance. You just destroyed the base of Mikdash. It was a sign for awakening. They should have heard your call. Now they came into Golos. And now they're all doing things that should not be done. I don't see them doing teshuva. Ki einam ba'im b'teshuva lefanecha. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So their Ribbono Shel Olam said, should I destroy them? Torah ma tehe alaha. If I destroy my children, what will be with Torah? Who will keep the Torah if the Jews are exterminated? Amar Lefanav, the Satan said, don't worry, God. Ribbono Shel Olam, tistapek be'elyonim. It'll be my speak for you, but the angels keep the Torah on high. Do angels keep Torah on high? Wasn't that why the Torah came down to the world in the first place? Don't we know that when Moshe went up, the angel said, God, you're giving the Torah to Basar Vadam. And Moshe said, can you keep Kabedes Avicha Vasimecha? Can you keep Lo Tignov? Can you keep Lo Tinaf? Can you keep Shabbos? The Torah has to go down because the angels can't keep Torah. So the angels were masking and God was masking and the Torah came down. So now Satan comes and he says, God, just get rid of them. So Hashem says, if I get rid of them, Torah matahela, what's going to happen to Torah? So the Satan says, don't worry. The angels that will be must speak for you. Tistapek ba'elyonim. What does this mean, tistapek ba'elyonim? H. Yosef has a very interesting pshat. He says there are four parts of Torah. Hainu shebatorah yesh pardes. Pardes is an orchard, but pardes is an acronym. Pei, pshat. Reish, remez. Dalet, drosh, samich sod. There's four different parts of Torah. Pardes. You enter the pardes of learning Torah. Be very careful if you do that. Doesn't always work out well for everybody. Pei, pshat, pshat of the Torah. Reish, remez, dalet, drosh, and samech is sod. Pshat, remez, drosh, einen oheg ala b'tachtonim. It's true. It's clear and out there. I know, I don't have a blackboard. But it's pei, reish, dalet, samech. Pshat, remez, drosh, sod. Drosh, sod. So, pshat, remez, drosh, so pshat, the basic pshat, remez, illusions, the drash, the deeper level, eino noheg ala b'tachtonim, that's for us, down here. Aval sod noheg yoter be'elyonim, but the secrets of Torah are more applicable for the elyonim, the heavenly beings anyway. Shehem yodim hasod al borav, because it's in the elyon, in the upper realm, that they know the secrets of the Creator. Vizeush Amar Satan. So the Satan said, Tistapek be'elyonim, hainu besodos haTorah. So God, there won't be any more pshat, there won't be any more remez, there won't be any more drash, but Tistapek be'elyonim, be happy. At least up here, we'll still be expounding upon the sod, the secrets of Torah, because the angels know the sod of Torah. V'gam hishva dato limchos es Yisrael. God consented to the Satan's idea to wipe out Yisrael. Hester panim. God consented. You're right. It'll be sufficient that there will be up here the Elyonim are expanding Torah with sod. But also Sha'ah Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We went to a party where we didn't belong. After Churban Beis HaMikdash, where we didn't wake up. We didn't hear the signs. We didn't see. We didn't want to know. Kisui, Safek. Look what's going on in the Beis Din Shamala. When we are engaged in such behavior and places where we do not belong. And it's not al pi Torah mitzvos. When it's not the derech of the Mesorah. Mordechai screamed at them, why are you going there? And they went. We want to be accepted. We want to see the prime minister. We want to see the president. We want to see the king. We want to be like everybody else. It never works in our history. But also, Sha'a Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, At that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Lama li uma shebishvila hirbesi ososai umofosai l'chol ha'kamim aleim l'ra. What do I need this nation for? I did so many osos and mofsim, coming up to Pesach. I did so many signs, I did so many wonders whenever anyone rose up against them. What do I need them for? Ashpisa me'enos zichram. I will destroy them from man. Miyad amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Satan, listen carefully to the lashon of the Medrash. Hashem was convinced. And he said to the Satan, Haveli Megillah. I'm not making a word of this up. Haveli Megillah ve'achtov aleya kilaya. Bring me a Megillah, a scroll, and I will write upon it to destroy them. This is the Megillah that God wrote. Nothing happens down here without Hashem's permission. So when Haman wrote the scrolls, v'nishloach sfarim b'yad haratzim l'chol medinos hamelach, it was mirroring what was happening in the Mala. But also shah halach ha-satan v'hevi lo megillah. The Satan went quickly before God could change his mind and he brought Hashem a megillah. The kasava aleha. And God wrote. Look what happens up there when we throw off the yoke of Torah down here. Miyad yatsasa ha-Torah bevigdei almanus. The Torah immediately, it's so powerful, put on her garments of mourning. Down here, Mordechai put on his garments of mourning when the scrolls were written. Up there, the Torah went immediately. Bevigdei almanus. She becomes an almana. Lo aleichem kol ovrei derech habitu uru'u im yesh machov kemachovi. V'nasna kolo bivchi lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And our holy Torah starts crying before the Ribbono Shel Olam. I just noticed that my aunt is here. Well, I just want to welcome my aunt and my first cousin who are joining us from Toronto. A pleasure learning with everybody and with you. The Torah is crying. She's wearing garments of mourning. And the heavenly angels are screaming and crying. Ribbono Shel Olam, they said. Va'amru lefanav. The angels say before God, Im Yisrael betelim min ha'olam. If Israel will be nullified from the world, Ana, anu lama anu tzrichim ba'olam. What do you need us for? What's the whole purpose of the world? Bereshis bara lakim es ha-shamayim ve'es ha-aretz. Bishvil reishis. Reishis is Torah. Reishis is Yisrael. If there's no Torah and there's no Yisrael, what's the purpose of the world? They're going to destroy them? That's it? And the Torah puts on her bigdei al-manusa. And the malachim are crying. And they say, God, if you destroy them, there's no more bereishis. There's no more bara lakim. The whole world was created. Bishvil reishis. Torah is reishis. B'sril Yisrael, Rishus. And yet the only nation of the world who is called Rishus is Amalek. Rishus Gaim Amalek. So perhaps you could say it was a din, it was a judgment between the Rishus of Yisrael and Torah on the one hand and the Rishus of Amalek on the other hand. And who would God and thus decide in favor of? Is the world here for the Rishus of Yisrael and Arisa? Or will the world continue to exist because of the rashis of Amalek? The Chama and the Lavona, the sun and the moon, heard this, and they withheld their shine. The world is starting to crumble because God has written a Megillah that says, "Lahashmid, laharog, laabed es kol yudim minar vadzakein tafu nashim biyam echad b'shlosh asar yom lechodesh chodesh neim asru chodesh adar." Today. 2,500 years ago, that was supposed to be it, not because Haman said, because God said. And the Chama and the Lavona, the Chama and the Lavona start crying. So how are we here? Who came to our salvation? But also, Sha'ar Ratz Eliyahu Zachur Latov, Bebehawa, Bebehilu Yatzan and Mitzrayim. Eliyahu Navi ran so quickly. Eitzal Avos Ha'olam. He goes to the patriarchs. And he goes to Moshe ben Amram. Va'amar lahem, and Eliyahu says to the patriarchs, and Moshe Rabbeinu, wake up! Ad matai avos ha'olam redumim b'sheina. Malacha nirdom kum kra el alokecha. Uvayis ashes lanu elokim v'lo navod. Ad masai avos ha'olam redumim b'sheina. You're sleeping? Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, you're sleeping? Did you hear about the Megillah and Shemayim that was just written against your children? Are you not being mashgiach, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? Over the tzaros that your children are steeped in? Kimalachei hasharis v'chamu levona v'kochavim u'mazalos v'shamayim v'aretz v'chol tzvahamaram bochim b'merad. The heavenly angels, the sun and the moon, the stars and the mazalos, the constellations, the heavens and the earth, all the hosts are crying in protest. Va'atem omdim mineged ve'einchem mashgichim, and you're standing far away, and you're not giving hashgacha to your children. Amru lo, the patriarch said to Eliyahu Navi, mipnei ma, why did this happen to our children? What's going on? Amar lahem, Eliyahu Navi said, you know why this is happening to your children? Mipnei shanehenu Yisrael misu'udah so shal Achashverosh. We tend to quickly skip over in our learning and our teaching and our focus. Parak Aleph, was some party, made a party. Parak Beis, oh wow, Esther, a beauty pageant. Parak Gimel, Haman and Achashverosh are plotting. Parak Dalet, the conversation between Esther and Mordechai. Things get exciting later on. Parak Aleph is not irrelevant to the destiny of Knesset Yisrael. And the patriarch said to Eliyahu HaNavi, why did this happen? Eliyahu HaNavi said one thing, Shenehenu Yisrael Misu'udah So Shal Achashverosh. Because not only did they go to the party, they enjoyed at the Su'udah of Achashverosh. Uba'avur Zos Nigzara Aleihem Gezerah L'Kalosam Min Ha'olam U'la'abed Et Zichram. Whoa! And because they went to this party and enjoyed, this Gezerah has come upon them, this divine decree, to finish them off from the world and to abate, to destroy any memory of them. Do you hear what I'm telling you? We have a memory, we have a mitzvah to destroy the memory of Amalek. In the Beis Din Shamala, there was a judgment going on. The only nation who is called Rashis is Amalek. I don't remember where I just read it recently this year. I don't remember in which source. One of my sheer preparations. The world is hanging in balance. Will it continue to exist for the Rashis of Torah, who's wearing her garments of mourning, and the Rashis of Yisrael, who have been slated for destruction? Or will the world continue to exist for the Rashis of Amalek? Things aren't looking so good for Knesset Yisrael. Amru lo Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. So the patriarch said, you know, Imhem Avru al Dasa Kodesh Baruch Hu, Venechtama hagzei rasam, ma anu yucholim lasos. So Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov said, listen, Zchus Avos only goes so far. If they went against the law of God, and the decree has been stamped and sealed, you say in the Megillah that a decree that has been stamped and sealed with Habat Tabat HaMelech Ein Lahashiv, it can't be taken back. Ma anu yucholim lasos. So what can we do? So they plead the fifth. We're out of here. Chazar Eliyahu va'amar lo l'Moshe. Eliyahu still has one chance, and he goes to who? Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the goddess of Moshe? He spends his whole career davening for Knesset Yisrael. Next week's parasha is Parshas Kitisa. The people sin by Egal, and Hashem wants to totally destroy them. And Moshe davens Yir Gimel Midas HaRachamim. And Hashem saves us. Eliyahu Navi goes to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Amar lo, Moshe, I roa ne'eman, are you the faithful shepherd of Israel? How many times did you stand by the breach for Israel? Ubital tagzei rasam levilti hashchis. How many times did you manage to invoke divine rachamim and annul the gezerah of destruction. Ma ta'ana al hatzara hazos. What's your response going to be, Moshe, to this tzara? Amalo Moshe. Moshe said, listen. Kum yesh adam kasher ba'oso hadar. Is there even one kosher person in that generation? Because if there's one kosher person, then maybe we can find some schosim. Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov said, listen. A gezeira that is nechtam b'tabat ha-melech ein lahashiv. I can't take it back. But Eliyahu Navi goes to Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, Moshe, you spent your whole career davening for these people. Wake up. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, is there one person down there who is kosher? Amar lo yesh. Eliyahu Navi said, you know, Taka, there's one. Ushmo Mordechai. And his name is Mordechai HaYehudi. Leich v'hodio. Moshe said to Eliyahu Navi, go tell him what has happened. No wonder the pasuk says, Perek Dalet, pasuk Aleph, Mordechai yada is kol asher na'asa. Mordechai was revealed to him everything that had happened, not only down here, up there. Kadesha ya'amorhu misham b'tfila v'ani mikan. Wow. V'aschanan al Hashem ba'es heli lemor. Moshe Rabbeinu said, okay, there's someone down there. Let him daven from down there, Mordechai. I will daven from up here. Univakesh with a nun. Univakesh rachamim aleihem. Ufnei Kosh Baruch. We'll make a team. Moshe and Mordechai. Both of their names start with Mem. Esther and Aaron, both of those names start with Aleph. Moshe Emes v'Saraso Emes. Aleph Mem are the beginning of the words Amunah. And we will beg for rachamim before God. So Eliyahu Navi said to Moshe Rabbeinu, so Moshe accepts the job. Because that's his tafkid. He was born in a teva. He wasn't born in a teva, sorry. He was started his life, his career in a teva. Teva doesn't only mean ark, teva means word. Moshe Tevos, the beginning letters of a word. Because Moshe's whole tafkid is Ela hadvarim asher diber Moshe. He accepts the assignment. Eliyahu Navi says to Moshe Rabbeinu, ro et ne'eman, faithful shepherd, kvar nichtuva igzeres klaya al Yisrael. Eliyahu Navi says, okay, great, but you should just know that this gezeira of destruction upon Israel has already been issued. So Moshe says, oh, it's unbelievable. You know, it's such a chaval. It's such a chaval. When we know the Megillah the way we knew it when we were in grade school. When we still celebrate Purim the same way we celebrated it when we were children. When we observe Tiny Esther the way we observed it way back when. So much depth here. I just finished teaching Baruch Hashem, a 5-part, 5-hour series on Megillas Esther. Someone texted me, she said, I feel like I'm about to celebrate Purim as an adult. So Baruch Hashem. So Moshe has one question. He accepted the job. He's going to pray. Megillat Esther, it wasn't only Megillah down here. God said to the Satan, go get me a Megillah. And Satan went behilu to get a Megillah. Quickly, right, lahashmi laru gu'abit. And something that's stamped with the decree of the king cannot be retracted. And the Torah is in Bigdei Al-Manusa. And the Malachim are crying. And the whole world hangs in balance. And the sun and the moon aren't shining. And Malik, Safik, Kisui. You can't see Hashem in the Hove. We're so confused here. Because of the Safik that Amalek introduces into the present. He removes our ability to see Yad Hashem, so we do things we shouldn't do in Galus. Because it's Mechama, L'Hashem Ba'amalek Dor Dor. So Moshe says, I'm going to daven for them. So Eliyahu Navi says, great, I just want you to know going in, there's not such a good chance here. Because it was written, the Gezeira of Kaliyah destruction was written. So Moshe said, I have one question for you, Eliyahu Navi. If the decree was sealed with clay, C-L-A-Y, our prayers will be heard. If the decree was sealed in blood, there's nothing I can do. Moshe said, I will daven. If it's sealed with clay, we have a chance to rescind the gezeira. If it was sealed with blood, avda tikvatenu, our hope is lost. What's the difference between clay, we have hope, and blood? So the Art Scroll footnote explains as follows. Clay symbolizes man's physicality. Clay. Vayitzar Hashem Elokim es ha'adam afar min ha'adama. Gashmias. The seal of clay would indicate the decree was issued because of a sin committed under physical passion, like the Jews at the Feast of Achashverosh. But it would still indicate that our interior was kosher. We sinned externally. Clay represents man's physicality. But there's always chance for repentance if it's just the clay, the external, that has sinned. But blood, however, represents the neshama of a person. And if the decree was sealed in blood, it means we gave our blood to foreign gods. The decree was issued over a sin of the soul. And if it was issued over a sin of blood, the sin of the neshama, if we have forsaken our neshama to Horosh and Asatabi, then there's no chance. I cannot help them. Amar lo, Eliyahu Navi said, Bitit hu chasuma. You know, it was sealed in clay. Moshe said, we have a chance, and he said, Amar lo Moshe Rabbeinu leich vodiyah l'Mordechai. Moshe said, you know, if that's the case, if it was sealed in clay, if it was a sin of physicality, but our neshama is tahora, then I can save them. Physicality, because we're so confused, because there's so much suffix from Amalek, because everything is kisui, because the aleph is missing from kisei, because the vav and the hay are missing, we don't see Hashem in the hove. But if it's only clay, their externality that has been beschmutzed, I can save them. Miyad halach vodiyah l'Mordechai, Eliyahu HaNavi went quickly to Mordechai, as the pasuk says, U'Mordechai yadas kol asher na'asa, Vayikra Mordechai es begadav. Perek Dalet, Pasuk Aleph. And the Eitz Yosef says, what does it mean, Mordechai yadas kol asher na'asa? Says the Eitz Yosef, Ma yada Mordechai asher lo yadu kol Yisrael. What do you mean, Mordechai knew? Everybody knew. Ki yadat nitna b'shushan abiral, galui l'chol ha'amim. Everyone in Shushan Abir knew about the decree. So what do you mean, Mordechai knew? How could he say Mordechai knew? Aval afi ha-mandresh, Mordechai yada ki yada mipi Eliyahu. It means Mordechai was informed by Eliyahu HaNavi, not only what was going on down here, but what was going on up there. I'll end with an interesting footnote in the Art Scroll, Medrash Abba. They add some different insights. It is told that one Purim, Rav Chaim of Volozhiner, the father of the modern-day yeshiva system as we know it, Zatzal, Zuch Seyagin Elenu, one Purim, Rav Chaim Volozhiner gave a coin to an old man. And the man said, if you give me another coin, I will tell you a novel, I never say right, novel, unique Torah Chiddush for Purim. Rav Chaim of Volozhiner agreed to the proposition, he gave a second coin. And the man said, based on this medrash, where in the Megillah is there an indication that the decree was sealed with clay, so we have a chance to be saved, and not with blood? Because when Haman plotted to destroy the Jews, the pasuk says, I want to quote it for you inside, Ki Haman ben Hamdasa, 9:24, Perek Tes Pasuk Chavdalet, Ki Haman ben Hamdasa ha'agagit sorer ha'yudim chashav al yehudim le'abdam. How do you spell le'abdam? Lamed Aleph Beis Dalad Mem. Dalad Mem. Ah! Oh. Break up the word La'abdam. Lamed Aleph. You were doing before your blackboard. Let's do it again. Lamed Aleph Space Beis Dalad Mem. What does it spell? Lo Badam. The word La'abdam to destroy can be read as Lo Badam. So we see proof that it was not sealed in blood, and there was still chance to salvation. Greatly appreciating this var, Rav Chaim Belashner related to his Rebbe, his teacher, the Vilna Gaon. And the Vilna Gaon said this man was none other than Eliyahu HaNavi. And these were undoubtedly the very words he spoke to Mordechai. The Vilna Gaon said, Eliyahu came to Mordechai. And he said, Bikesh la'abdam. And Mordechai understood, and Moshe understood. It was not written in blood, lo badam, it was written in clay. And so we had a chance for salvation. Halavai, we should merit the day. B'mehir b'yameinu. Ki vachar Hashem b'tzion. Iva, Moshevlo, when the Aleph will be put back, and Kisui will become Kisei, the revealed throne of God, and then truncated name of Hashem will become Hashem and the Hova as well. Ki macho emcha. We thank Cindy Schreier for a generous sponsorship. The neshama of your mother should have a continuous aliyah in the schus of the Torah that we share today. Wish everybody a freilich and perm, a meaningful and easy tainis Esther. Thank you very much, everyone. Kol tov. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm just shutting my recorder.